Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This beautiful ash'ar, the bayan of Hazrat Shah Mawlana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatul Alayh. The title, Nayajwa Mumina Ata Ho Rahe Hai. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, ho fani butote juda ho rahe hai, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, woh fani buton se juda ho rahe hai, woh khamr kohan to qawi tar hai lekin, woh khamr kohan to qawi tar hai lekin, naye jaam o meena ata ho rahe hai, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, woh fani buton se juda ho rahe hai, kabhi qalb de kar kabhi jaan de kar, kabhi qalb de kar kabhi jaan de kar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, woh fani buton se juda ho rahe hai, khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ahl sidq o safa ho rahe hai, hum ahl sidq o safa ho rahe hai, kabhi pi rahe hain lahu arzu ka, kabhi pi rahe hain lahu arzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai, tujhe ho mubarak yash ke nadamat, tujhe ho mubarak yash ke nadamat, naye baab ulfat ke wa ho rahe hai, tujhe ho mubarak yash ke nadamat, naye baab ulfat ke wa ho rahe hai, yashane karam hai, yashane karam hai ke nalaiqo par, yashane karam hai ke nalaiqo par, karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hai, karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hai, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, woh fani buton se juda ho rahe hai, محبت کے اختر کرامت تو دیکھو، محبت کے اختر کرامت تو دیکھو، کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں، محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو، کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں، یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں۔
These, like all Hazrat Damat Barak Rahmatullah Ali's poems, are not poems, but they are bayans. And a poem in poetic form is a great achievement. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say himself that many times, middle of the night, 1-2 o'clock, my eyes just open. And I take my pen and without me thinking, I just start writing. And when Hazrat kept on writing, and when the time came, when Allah's fazl was not ended, then it stopped all. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, was very similar. He was inspired by Allah Ta'ala to write all his ash'ar, about 28,500 ash'ar. But the last poem of his was left half. It did not get complete. So it's all Allah's fazl, which Hazrat is explaining in this poem also. So it is all from Allah Ta'ala's side. And we must be always seeking Allah's, that rahmat of Allah, that He showers that mercy upon us, and that He does not take it away at any time, that He keeps on showering it upon us. So it is all from Allah Ta'ala's side. So we are very fortunate that we are connected with Hazrat and with the beautiful teachings of Hazrat. This poem also, which is a bayan, which in our little humble, useless way we'll try to explain, and may Allah Ta'ala make it that it comes in my heart, in our heart, and that Allah's fazl comes upon us by the barakat of Hazrat, inshallah. Naye jaam o meena ata ho rahe hai. The title of the poem, that new goblets and new glasses are being given all the time. It is known, in according to the people who drink liquor, etc., that which comes in the poem also, that the old liquor, that is very valuable and very tasty also. But the new ones are also, well, new different types, that is also very, very valuable, very, very tasty also. So Hazrat is explaining that how Allah's fazl comes upon a person and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends, and to enjoy the old and to enjoyment also and the new poems also. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai. This is the thing which is a requirement from our side, and we have to, even if necessary, force ourselves. That we must sacrifice ourselves for Allah Ta'ala. Har dam, every breath, we should be sacrificing ourselves for Allah Ta'ala. That what Allah's hukam is, no matter how it seems against our taste, our desires, whatever it might be, we should look at the command of Allah Ta'ala. And we should sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala all the time. That should be our effort, our desire. And we should work towards that. And for that, we come here, and alhamdulillah, by reading the poems, etc., trying to explain them, we listen to it, that this jazba, this desire must be developed in us. That all the time, that we want to become closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. Wafani bhuto se juda ho rahe hai. The person who sacrifices like that, how will he know that he is doing his sacrifices and that they have to be done in the right way. That wo fani bhuto se juda ho rahe hai. From the temporary idols, he is becoming separate. Normally, the idols which have been referred to are the false beauties of this world. This woman of the street, etc. But any and everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. That you are getting separate from Allah Ta'ala. From everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is in front of you. You are sacrificing for Allah. And whatever else there is besides Allah Ta'ala, whether it is our nafs, we are slaves of our nafs normally, and we want to please our nafs, make ourselves happy, whether it is in eating, whether it is in lifestyle, whether it is in housing, whether it is in transport, we want to make ourselves happy. And we want name and fame amongst people also. We want people to be subjected to us also all the time. So if how much we are being, we sacrifice for Allah, so much we will get separated from all these things. And more they will go out of our lives. More and more we will see that these are just false ideologies. They are not things that we should strive for or work towards. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن. This is what Hazrat explained, that in the field of the tavern, that is where people drink liquor, beer, etc., the old beer is strong and it intoxicates a person more. That is an accepted fact in that field. So that is there, that is understood, that all the old things, they are the things that a person makes a person become also intoxicated, etc. Naye jaam o meena apa ho rahe hai. But new goblets and new glasses of this wine of the love of Allah. The old love of Allah is also there. And new love. All like, for example, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi. Fuzail ibn Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. Great people. And in our times, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah. Great people. They have also brought great new ways they have explained us. According to the times, and according to the people, they have always given guidance towards the people that how we should be moving and going towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes by giving our heart and sometimes by giving our body. That when necessary, give your heart to Allah Ta'ala. And give your heart solely for Allah Ta'ala. And this is, it's a high stage, but this is what we have to work towards. Whether we go slowly towards it, but that is what we have to work towards. And that is the ideal. And at the same time, make shukr what Allah Ta'ala has given us. And work towards higher. Appreciate where we are, even individually and for one another also. That appreciate every person at what level he is, and try and take him to a higher level. And this is in all matters. Like for example, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Pananpuri rahmatullah alayhi is to give the example, a person who's only making Eid namaz. Don't tell him that you're a write-off. But tell him, mashallah, you're making Eid namaz, make every week Jummah also. A person who's making Jummah every week, but he's not making other namaz. Don't tell him you're a write-off, only you're a Friday Muslim, you're a Jummah Muslim. Only Jummah you make, other namazes you don't make. No, appreciate where they are. And take them further on. That as you are making Jummah, let us make the other five namazes also. Like that we try and encourage all. So in that, we have to give our heart sometimes. And sometimes give our bodies. For the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And both are not easy. To give your heart to our heart. Like for example, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, a person is not that level, at that level of Iman. until he does not love Allah and His Rasul more than what he loves himself also. So Hazrat Umar, Rabiullah ta'ala anhu, said that I love Allah and His Rasul more, but I love my own nafs more. Because a person is always worried about himself the most. And by the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the du'as and the fuyuz of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala blessed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just like that young man who came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, give me permission to commit adultery. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first asked him that, would you like somebody to commit adultery with your mother, with your wife, your sister, your daughter, etc.? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his Mubarak palm on his heart and made dua for him. And then he said, the most worst and hated thing in my life was adultery now. So that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So like that, we also have to make an effort. And we have to move in that direction. So sometimes by giving our heart, the desires of the heart, and sometimes the difficulties and hardships which come on the nafs, all that we must sacrifice for Allah. And the person must keep on trying. And these imtihanat come to a person all the time in his life. And we have to try our best. And we don't get always an occasion. You get a test, you don't always get a test. And only those who are worthy are tested also. We make dua to Allah for afiyat and salamati. We are not worth being tested. And we are such that we will fail. We ask Allah Ta'ala to save us from all types of tests. But when they do come, then keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. May Allah give me tawfiq. Give us all tawfiq. So sometimes give our hearts, the desires of our heart. And sometimes give our lives also for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We can see that Hazrat, what a high level He's calling us to. And what He wants from us. Right? Normally we think, just like for example, keeping the beard, wearing Islamic attire, very good, very, very good. But the thing is that to this, the sacrifices, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make these sacrifices. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, we are being truthful. Ba wafa. We are honest and we are truthful. We are fulfilling the demands which, and if we read the lives of the people of the past, how they sacrificed. For open for us are the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That they did not keep back anything whatsoever. Just imagine at the time of Tabuk, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam announced that whoever can donate for this journey should donate. So all brought their things. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought this is the time he'll outdo everyone. Even Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he divided all his possessions into half. And then half he brought and half he left at home. So, and that was a very big amount. What he brought was a very big amount. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he, everything in the house he had put down. So much so that his own clothes also. He just wore sack. He just that, and if the buttons he made was with thorns. So his own personal clothes also he had put. Though in amount there, Hazrat Abu Bakr's was much less than what Hazrat Umar's was. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, what have you brought? He said, everything. What have you left at home? Allah and His Rasul. Trust on Allah and His Rasul. So where? We cannot imagine that. So we, according to our capacity, we should also be always in the rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. As the demand and the call comes, that there's a woman in front, to lower our gaze at that time. Any haram, to stay away from that. And today, one of course, the biggest fitna is the cell phone. And to that we don't get involved in all the evils on the cell phone. And that also just use it for necessity and only how much is necessary. Now, the other than that, to try and avoid it completely. So that is what our tests are of today. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر خوشی اپنی our own happiness, what we desire, what we feel like doing, our own desires, whims and fancies, ان کی خوشی پر on what Allah desires, that we see, لٹا کر we give away our own, we sacrifice our desires, our wishes for the desires of Allah Ta'ala. In everything we see, what does Allah want from me? Not what I want to do, not what I think, not what is within me, but what Allah wants from me. That I look at upon. These are things that we have to strive for, that we have to go for. And it isn't that because I'm translating that I got it in me. For me, I must also think, I must also work for it. For all of us, we have to work towards this. And this has to be hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until maut comes, we have to keep on trying all the time. And begging of Allah tabarak ta'ala. We are weak, Allah ta'ala's matter with us is also easy. But our tests which are for us, we should also think of them. That for example, today common test is the cell phone, the smartphone, and all the things which are on there. And whether it is just games or cartoons also, all this got devil in it, shaitaniyat in it. We should try and avoid all that, anything. We shouldn't pass our time on the phone at all. They have much more important things to do. Tilawat of Quran, some nawafil, nafal namaz, etc. Dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, dua. There are plenty things to be done. So we should try and give ourselves in that line. ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. Now we are becoming اہل صدق, those who are called the truthful, the صدیقین, وصفا, and those who are purified and clean. By doing this, we are becoming the صدیقین, we are becoming the truthful, we are becoming those who are loyal to Allah Ta'ala. And for that, a person has to make effort all the time and sacrifice all the time in order to become truthful, Ahle Sidh, that is, under all circumstances is truthful. The Sahaba were tested through thin and thick. What and what test they were not put through, but they passed all those tests. And then they became Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. And that was not only in this world, but in the year after also, Allah tabaraka ta'ala is pleased with them. Kabhi pi rahehi lahu arzuka, and in this procedure, Allah Hazrat is explaining, sometimes we are drinking the desire of our blood. Kabhi pi rahe hain, we are drinking lahu arzuka, the blood of our desires. That is, we slaughter our desires. We don't fulfill our desires, we slaughter them. And that blood, to drink that blood is permissible. But in fact, it is farz to drink that blood of our desires. Other blood is najis, is napa. We are not allowed to drink, to consume any blood whatsoever. Even if we get cut and little blood comes, we are not allowed to lick that and drink that blood. It is not permissible. Or in any animal also, if blood is left in, we are not allowed to consume that blood. But this blood, yeah, that we are sacrificing, lahu arzuka, of our desire, that arzu, that desire that comes, we sacrifice that. So that is a thing that we have to do. Mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. And we can see here, Hazrat, great power in poem, in poetry, that how khudi or khuda. Khudi is your own self. And khuda is Allah Ta'ala. And how Allah, Hazrat put the two words together. Mitakar khudi. Our own desires, our own lust, our own nafs, our ananiyat, that mitakar, we destroyed by Khuda ho rahe, and then you become by Khuda. When you khudi your own desires, you destroy them, you and he made them, then you become ba khuda. Then you become a person of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is all, of course, a very high level. But this is what Hazrat wanted from all his murids, that they must work towards this. And this is why these poems, Allah made it that they are compiled. And yet today we are so far from Karachi. And so many years after Hazrat, and when Hazrat wrote these poems, but today, alhamdulillah, Allah is giving us the opportunity to at least think. The bare minimum that should come to us is at least that I'm a nothing. I'm still very far. I'm absolutely nothing. When we read this, then we realize. Otherwise, your person just makes two rakats more namaz, or he reads one supara, and he feels, I'm the most pious person in the world. But when we see this and we analyze it, then we realize that I'm absolutely nothing and I'm absolutely nowhere. And the more lower, man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself, who realizes that he is absolutely nothing, and that we should, the solution to our pride and to think that we are somebody in, for whatever reason, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has prescribed, that we should take our own name and say, Hal me presently, Abdul Hamid, take your own name, whatever your name may be, address yourself, speak to yourself. Tamam Musalmanu me tu sabse kamtar aur battar hai. Of all the Muslims, you are the lowest and you are the most useless. That we should realize. Aur maal ke aitibar se, as far as mort is concerned, tamam janwaro aur kafiro me, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Of all the animals and all the kafirs also, you should think yourself to be the lowest. This seems that it doesn't seem to be right, that how can we think ourselves as lower than kafir? Kafir got kufr, by Allah's fazal, only by Allah's fazal, only by Allah's fazal. We got iman. Iman is not lower than kufr, but we don't know the ending how it will be. Right, same question. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Gangohi, when we were studying that Hazrat, that we are told that we must think ourselves as the lowest. So how can we think as Iman lower than Kufr? So Hazrat says that it is as far as mort is concerned. And nobody knows how his mort is going to come. And as far as presently, that I am the lowest amongst all Muslims. There are Muslims who don't make namaz. There are Muslims who are humanizing. Muslims who are on drugs, etc. A lot of other wrong things. But I am lower than all, because we don't know which quality of who Allah loves, and we don't know. And which quality, we might be having all other good qualities, but maybe one bad quality which Allah does not like. So we don't know, so we can't think of ourselves as better. An incident is written of a person in a certain village. Everyone knew of his, how evil he was, how bad he was. But when he passed away, nobody was prepared to come for his janazah also. No friends, family, neighbors, nobody. When his body was lying like that for about 3 days, now he's going to blow up. And diseases will spread from there. So his wife called 4 laborers, gave them money and told them, take his body. And laborers are laborers. They are normally, they don't know about deen. They are ignorant. As you people know, as you feel fit, give him ghusl, give him kafan, and take him to the qabristan. If there is somebody to make janazah namaz, well and good. If there is no one to make janazah namaz, just bury him like that. So they prepared his janazah, took him to the qabristan. Then Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of the wali of the time, that my wali's janazah is in the qabristan, go and make his janazah namaz. So when the wali of the time, who all had accepted as a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, when he stood up to go for janazah, all lot of people, Jamme Ghafir, a big crowd had gathered. And when they saw, who is this? They were shocked also that this Allah is saying is my wali. And this person we all know. After, anyway, Allah had commanded, you must go and make his janazah namaz. Allah made ilham, put in his heart. So then they went direct to his house, to his wife, and they asked, what kind of a person was your husband? And they tell us this, and but we all say, yes, you people know him, we also know him, is the same. He should come home late hours of the night. He should be drunk. He should be napa. He has been involved in all gunas. And then he should take a bath, and then he should cry to Allah, Ya Allah, which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me? And but she says, with all that, one thing was that he always kept an orphan in the child. And before he ate, the orphan must eat. Before they buy clothes for anyone in the house, buy clothes for the orphan. In other words, he should look after that orphan very well. And so Allah loved that action of his. And Allah is Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَىٰ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Whatever Allah wishes, Allah Ta'ala does. Nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. And Allah had loved that action of his. Therefore Allah gave him that status. So we don't know that there are many people who are like that, but they got some good qualities within them. And then on the other hand, the other person, that as far as mort is concerned, animals, there is no Jahannam for animals. They will just be the revenge they will take if they did wrong to any other animal, and then they will be turned into dust. So there is no Jahannam for them. So they are better off than us. And kafirs, we don't know. Last moment, how many kafirs accept Islam at the last moment? It is narrated that at one time, before all this COVID and all this in America, there was a Muslim and a non-Muslim, an American who were in a ward, in a hospital. And visiting hours, the Muslim got a lot of visitors, and that non-Muslim got no visitors. So after all went away, that non-Muslim asked this Muslim person, that how come for you so many visitors came, for me no one came. So our religion teaches that you must visit the sick, you must go and console them, give them support, etc. So our religion teaches us. So then he saw a very good religion. Can't I also become a Muslim? He said, of course you can also become a Muslim. Just read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasul. And that is just your entrance into Islam, sir. That isn't just all high stages what are being spoken about. That is just your entry into Islam. And we know that a person who is not accustomed with the Arabic language, with kalima la ilah, they read it in a very different way. They can't pronounce it also. Illallah, all different. So he was trying, and he wasn't getting it right. He kept on trying. And when he got it right, as soon as he got it right, he passed away. So there he goes straight to Jannah. All by accepting Islam, all your past gunas are forgiven. So we got no guarantee. We don't know how our mort is going to come. May Allah have mercy upon us. May Allah shower His kindness upon us. And these people here like this, how their mort comes. So we got no right to think that we are better than anyone else. So, mitaqir khudi. Khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. So this khudi of ours, this ananiyat of ours, that I'm somebody, I'm something, and this all will help for us to think that what our condition is, what our position is. And then the person becomes ba khuda. So we can see where Hazrat wants us to reach and what he wants from us. And in that way a person, he gives the da'wat of his da'wat towards to people also. It has got an effect according to that, according to the level of our iman, our level of our state of iman, etc. According to that, people come closer. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. He says, Hazrat Damat Rahmatullah Ali, that how beautifully, how he does, he speaks of that high level, which perhaps we can't reach. And we feel definitely I can't reach that. The one thing is at least that humility, humbleness come into us. On the other side, Hazrat says, Tujhe ho mubarak, may you be blessed, ye ashke nadamat. After you hear all this, now you feel sorrowful in yourself. that me and this high position, I'm not there, I can't reach there, where am I, what is going to be? So this ashk and nadamat, this ashk, tears that come out, and of nadamat, of sorrow, that where am I? I'm such a big sinner. My whole life I spend in sin. I committed the worst type of sin, and I am the worst, etc. Now you cry to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and may Allah give us real crying to Allah, that real sorrow, that real feeling and real realization, that we ask Allah ta'ala to forgive us. And we are taught so beautiful du'as in this matter, for example. Allahumma fil lana zunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Oh Allah, forgive us all our gunas. That is what is huququl ibad, what we have fulfilled wrong with regard to Allah ta'ala. And with regard to the rights of fellow people, you see to them. You give everyone his share. Who I have wronged in whichever way, oh Allah, whether it is I insulted somebody, I backbited about somebody, I took somebody's wealth, or whatever wrong I've done to anyone, you fulfill that right. And it is narrated, when we went for our first Hajj by Allah's fazl and karam, we tried and prepare as much as we could, but when we reached Medina Munawwara, then there was Haji Khayyat Saab in the Tablighi Halka. He should give the bayans every day after Fajr in Masjid al-Nabawi. They had a special place where Jamaat was allowed to give their bayans. And every 2 days he should explain about Hajj, and the third day Umrah. Once that is finished, he repeats again. Long before Hajj, 2 days Hajj bayan, 1 day Umrah bayan. When I sat in his bayans, I realized I did not study anything. All that kitabs of mine was one side. What one particular thing that he taught, that when we go from Arafat to Muzdalifah, then Muzdalifah, there the one main dua of Muzdalifah is this dua, Huququl Ibad's dua. There, Shaitan, when after Hajj, Arafat, and now came to Muzdalifah, so Shaitan was still happy, and he was still jumping and jubilant, very happy, that people will be forgiven by all the gunas they make, but they will be still caught in huququl ibad. They will be taken to task for huququl ibad. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was crying to Allah ta'ala, begging of Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for the ummah, etc. And Shaitan was jumping, he was happy. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah put that to make dua for the huququl ibad also. And Allah accepted that dua, which was not accepted in Arafat, it was accepted in Muzdalifah. And therefore, when a person makes Hajj, Allah give us all tawfiq. If we have completed our faraz, Allah give us tawfiq of nafal, and then try and learn and try and make our Hajj as close as possible to sunnah. So there the dua of huququl ibad is very important. And Allama Alusi has formulated these words, that Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, forgive us our gunas, wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. And you see to the rights of people that they have over us, you fulfill those rights. And the sign of it is that a person will be repentant really after that. And he will now make efforts to try and repay and to try and sort out his matter. So then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the only Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was in that position. He asked, oh Allah's Nabi, you were crying so, you were sobbing and crying so much, and suddenly you burst out in joy and in happiness. What happened? He says, just now I see Shaitan is taking stand and throwing it on himself. That my whole life's effort on every person that I make to take him with me to Jahannam, he breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala. He breaks the laws with regard to fellow people, huququl ibad, and there they will be caught. But now, here now, that dua also got accepted. That dua got accepted in Arafat. So therefore, we should make that dua. So a person must not lose hope at all. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت. Now you should cry to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and your tears of sorrow should flow. And have hope in Allah. Do not lose hope at all. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And the effects of it is that a person will correct his life. He'll fulfill now the rights of Allah. Stay away from all the wrong. Fulfill the rights of people. He won't backbite. He won't gossip. He won't carry tales about people, etc. Now he will become conscious. نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں. And now Allah Ta'ala is opening new doors of the love of Allah Ta'ala. When a person cries to Allah, his heart is burning and blood is flowing from his heart, then new doors of love of Allah Ta'ala is opening upon him. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, then Allah Ta'ala opens the gunas which he has committed, Allah opens them upon him. And then he makes tawbah of those gunas. And in that way he comes closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. Not that he's living in a fool's paradise, that I'm the greatest wali of the time, and there's nobody like me, and I'm the most pious. But now he sees that I have to be the most humble, I'm the lowest of the low. And he seeks Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala's help he seeks all the time. So, nay baab-e ulfat ke waah ho rahe hain. New doors of Allah's rahmat and fadl are open on that person. Ye shaan-e karam hai ke nalaiqo par. And this is Allah Ta'ala's great shan of karam, the shan, the qualities of karam, of kindness of Allah Ta'ala on nalaiqo, on people like us who are nalaiqo, who are not fit for anything whatsoever. But Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. It is narrated on one occasion, one prince, the son of a king, he was lying there in the jungle, and drunk, he was gone out of line, and all foam coming out from his mouth, etc. And a snake came just above, on his head, about to bite him and kill him. The snake will kill him. Just then, a scorpion came, and the scorpion bit the snake, and pulled out the poison of the snake and killed the snake. Hazrat Zunnoon Misri, rahmatullah alayh, seeing this majra, this whole event taking place, he turned to Allah, Ya Allah, what is this, what is happening? That this person here is such a sinful person, and here now, and a snake is about to bite him and kill him, and then you made the intizam for this scorpion to come and kill the snake and save that person. So Allah made ilham to Zunnoon Misri and put in his heart, Oh Zunnoon Misri, if we only look after the pious, who will look after the sinful people? So Allah is that person that he doesn't look after only the pious, but he looks after the sinful. Allah Ta'ala is not Rabbul Mu'mineen only. Rabbul Muhsineen. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of the entire world. Presently, if everyone has to be taken to task according to gunas, forget the non-Muslims, forget the people who are in kufr and shirk, we won't exist also. Our gunas also are so much, we won't exist. But this is only the karam of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala saves us and protects us. That this karam of Allah Ta'ala. Ye shaan-e karam hai nalaiqo par, karam unke hardam ata ho rahe hai. And Allah's karam, every moment they are being distributed, they are being given. If one moment Allah has to just stop his karam, if he just has to bring justice, that everyone, according to your good, you will get your return, according to your bad, you will get your return, we won't be existing also. Our namaz was the condition of our namaz. Our iman was the condition of our iman. Everything, we are so weak, we are so useless. If Allah has to deal with us as we have to be dealt with, we won't exist. And neither on the day of Qiyamah, if one great buzurg says that if Allah gives me the choice that on Qiyamah's day, you can do your own hisab kitab, and you can make your own decision of Jannat and Jahannam. I will prefer I leave it into Allah's hands. Allah is more kinder to us than what we can be to ourselves also. And we hardly know what is kindness or anything. Allah Ta'ala, so Allah is that being, that Rahim, Kareem, Haleem, Sattar, Ghaffar, Sattarul Uyub, Ghaffarul Zunub. Allah is Ghafurul Wadud. Allah loves to forgive. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Karam unke hardam ata ho rahe hai. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. But this muhabbat of Allah, look at the miracle of love. The miracle of the love of Allah Ta'ala. How great it is. Ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe hai. That though a person is a sultan, is a king, but he's like a mendicant. He's like a humble person. He's like a nothing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Look at when all the kings and them come for Hajj. But in Arafat, all got the same ihram on. You can't make out there who is a king and who is a servant. Look in namaz. Allah made us all stand one side by side with one another. It can be a king. It can be a pauper. It can be the most pious person, it can be the most sinful person. But in namaz, we stand all together in front of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala made it. There's a beautiful way that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, that we also make this effort which Allah wants from us. We are very, very far from it. That humbleness come, and that eagerness come to move towards that, and to reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.